Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Blake Ayrshire. It's you're on Balake Airtime here, and it's 2:18 a.m. on Thursday, March 14, 2019. We're gonna talk a little more about sports here. That's what we talk here on Balake Airtime, and we are gonna start off with the NCAA basketball tourney. There's been a lot of upsets, a lot of outside my conference, I like to focus on the ACC. There's been a lot of upsets. A stunner I can't believe is that Arizona Wildcat season has just gone from NCAA tournament every year, last 5-10 years under Sean Miller. But this year's a little different. They have been, what you call, out of sync. I don't know what it is, I don't know what's going on. But Sean Miller had a really rough year, and tonight, well, last night, I guess you could say, Wednesday night, they took a beating down against USC and lost 78-65 against USC Trojans. Not a very good performance, and we all wonder, could this be the last game that Sean Miller ever coaches at Arizona? Could it be? Possibly? It might be. I don't know. I think he deserves more than one strike against him, because he's gotten the team to the NCAA tournament the last, you know, 8 or 9 years. This is the worst record he's had since his first year at Arizona. Give him a break. Give him a break there. Next on it, you know, you got a local team, Butler. I love Butler. They're a great school and got a great program there. But took a beating night in their final, probably the final game of the year, to Providence, 80-57. That was a rough one. And then you move on to, you know, you got another local school here in the area, in Indiana, Ball State. Ball State won their first run game, and now they're playing Bowling Green tomorrow, or later today, I guess, if you consider this time is Thursday. They're playing Bowling Green in the quarterfinal for the MAC tourney. If they win that, they'll go on semifinals. But that would be a thriller for them to get to that. Then you have IU. Everyone in Bloomington's going nuts. You got IU against Ohio State here in the tournament in Chicago. It's going to be a good one. I think it'll be a interesting game because Ohio State's one of their key players is returning from a 3-game suspension. I don't know what the suspension's for. I'm guessing it's filing team rules, but I could be wrong. I could be right. I don't know. Didn't look too deep into it. Just thought he was being suspended, Wesson. That'll be interesting to see how he performs after being gone for 3 games and not playing at all. Then you got congratulations to Colgate University. Congratulations, because you now punched your ticket for the first time since 1996. Nice job, guys. I mean, that's heck of an accomplishment. Great job. I'm proud of you guys. Glad you guys can make the tourney. Hope you guys may win a game and bust everyone's brackets. Stellar win with 35 points for one of their key guards. Tied at Colgate High there for tournament play. And it was the final score, 94-80 Colgate over Bucknell. Everyone was thinking Bucknell's going to win. But Colgate, you came on fire, the cylinders, all cylinders tonight. I am proud to cheer for you guys for that one on that. Another upset, no one saw coming, I don't think. Not even me. St. Mary's. I know St. Mary's has always given Gonzaga a hard time over the last few years in the past. But I thought Gonzaga, this team, was wrapped it up and got the tournament and all that. You're going to go to the tournament, number one seed probably overall. But, surprise. St. Mary's upsets Gonzaga in the WCC West Coast Conference Final Championship. Then you go on to back to my conference, the ACC. Here's what you got. Here, paper flap, you know, a little snap there. Today at noon, well, yesterday at noon, NC State played Clemson. Now, Clemson was up 16 points at the half. 16 points in that thing, they got it. You know, they're just going to cruise on through. No. They start out 1-for-10 NC State in the first half for threes, and they went, I think the final statistic was 6 for 9 or 7 for 10 from 3-point range in the second half. They get a late foul that pushed them, get two free throws, got the lead, and then Clemson couldn't do anything after that. There was 2.6 seconds left, and threw a heave and missed it over the basket. So congratulations on NC State keeping their season alive, as both teams, NC State and Clemson, were on the bubble. Consider both to be last four, and now one's going to be first four out or just out. And going back to the first four out, last four in, Indiana and Ohio State are both right there. I don't know how Indiana is because of the record, but I see why, because they're the quality wins they have. They have quality wins over my Cardinal, Louisville. They have a win over two games over Michigan State and Ohio State. It's just incredible how their quality wins kept building and building a Marquette. I mean, it was just incredible how they did that. Going back to the ACC here, we got Virginia Tech played Miami in the next game. Virginia Tech just rolled. They just rolled. At one point, I saw it was Virginia Tech was up 16-13. And then next thing I turn around, it's like 42-26. I'm like, holy crap, they really turned on the Jets. And then you go to the next game after that was Louisville Cardinals versus Notre Dame. Notre Dame played up a good fight. Didn't quite end up the way they hoped to be. Louisville wins 75-53. And Syracuse, that was a battle game. In the beginning, that was a shootout battle. We had a Pitt player, one of the guards, put up 18 points, all threes in the first half. Six threes in the first half. He was going off. But then here comes Syracuse. Syracuse battles back and wins 73-59. So now here's what the quarterfinals look like for the ACC. You'll have tomorrow, you will have NC State play Virginia. Number one seed Virginia. Then you'll have Duke and Syracuse as well in the quarterfinal, And Duke is number two seed. Virginia Tech will play number four seed Florida State. That should be a very good one. 4-5 in the seedings. And then you got UNC and Louisville, my last ones here. Now, UNC and Louisville season, the way they went through with each other, how they battled each other, both road teams won the game. Louisville won on the road at Chapel Hill by 21 points. And UNC came back in February and beat Louisville by 10 points at home. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to see some cooking. Because it ain't no home court. We're not in Chapel Hill. We're not in Louisville. We're in Charlotte, North Carolina. Where it's all about getting that shots up and getting in and doing everything you can. Diving on the floor whether you like it or not. Have to or not. It's time to play some ball. I think every team that's in the tournament still for their conference knows what's at stake. It's win or go home. It's win or go home because you're never guaranteed the tournament. Win or go home. Do you want to win it and keep going, or do you want to sit down and go home? That's the question you got to ask your teammates, your players, your coaches, your staff, your fans. Do you really want this? Then you have to keep going. You need to get louder to the fans. The fans got to be louder until their voices are hoarse to halftime. They got to figure out a way to get back, juice up those voices again. That's what it is about being diehard fans, is that you go until your voice is gone, and when your voice is gone, you still keep going. And you say the prayers, and you have the fingers up and the hands up for the free throws and all the special rituals or whatever, special, cheers you do, I guess. Everything you do for a game, pre-game, for-game, during game, after the game, celebrate, prayer, whatever. I know, for me, one person once told me, when you win, you praise the Lord. When you lose, you praise the Lord. Whether that's with you or with whoever else, that's what I do. I don't know about you. Every time I play a game, doesn't matter if it's a rec, in a league, or heck, even in pick-up if it's competitive enough, I'll do it. I'll pray if I win, I'll pray if I lose, so. So be with that. That's just how strong, that's how strong a fan I am. Moving on. Next we got the NFL free agency. The NFL free agency is heating up big time. You have Antonio Brown already going to Oakland to meet with David Carr. And if I said Derek Carr the other day, I do apologize. It's David Carr. And he's got Jordy Nelson now. He's got AB now. I mean, he's got receivers he's going to have. Another big one was Earl Thomas. Earl Thomas shocked the world by going to Baltimore. 4 years, $55 million, and 32 that is guaranteed. Mark Ingram, not a surprising running back. I thought he was going to sign from the Bears and Packers. He went to Baltimore. 3 years, $15 million deal. And you got Terrell Suggs, talking about Baltimore. He goes out to Arizona. Signs a big contract. Now, the Bills, they're interesting. You got John Brown. You got Cole Beasley from Dallas. And John Brown, he plays for Arizona and Baltimore. John Brown, $3 million, $27 million. Cole Beasley, 4 years, I think it was, $29 million. And then you have Frank Gore. Frank Gore, former Colt. Long time 49er, former Colt. 1 year, $2 million. Still playing in the NFL. Old Frank has got the thing going. And then you got, ooh, another Patriot gone. Cordell Patterson, receiver, 2 years, $10 million, $5 million guaranteed. Moving on to the Browns. So first they have Nick Chubb running back. They have Baker Mayfield quarterback. They have Ngakoue, the tight end. Then they also have Jarvis Landry that they got from the Dolphins. Now they had a bigger one to name. OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr. is traded to the Cleveland Browns with Oliver Vernon, a defensive lineman, defensive end. For Jarrell Peppers, the safety, out of Michigan. Kevin Zietler, offensive guard. This year's first-round pick, third-round pick. Now, that was interesting. And then they also signed for 3 years, $36 million, Sheldon Richardson, defensive tackle. He plays for the Jets. So, he's going from New York to the Browns. Three players from New York, but two different teams going to the Browns. Then you move on to Dallas. Dallas, Dexter Lawrence, franchise tag. But look who's come back. You know who that is? Jason Witten. Tight end, Hall of Famer. Retired for 1 year. Went to Monday Night Football analyst. Nah, I'm good. I'm coming back to the NFL. He comes back to the NFL for 1 year. $3.5 million deal. Then you move on to Denver. Now, Denver... That was interesting with Denver. They had Case Keenum. Then they traded and gave a fourth round pickup to get Joe Flacco. And then they trade Case Keenum, I think it was to the Redskins there. That was interesting. Huh. You trade a fourth round pick for a quarterback who's he's a Super Bowl MVP, but what has he done since? Besides the defense, I think honestly, no personal matter of it. Won him that Super Bowl with Ray Lewis, Eric Weddle. I'm sorry, Terrell Suggs, but that defense won the Super Bowl. But Joe Flacco getting the MVP, props to him. Props to him. Then you move on down the list here a little bit later. Lions. And they're grabbing a lot of Patriots. A lot of former Patriots. They got Danny Amendola, who played 1 year. 1 year in Miami. Nah, I don't want Miami. Let's go to Detroit. It's colder. I like the cold. I'm playing in the dome. 1 year, $4.5 million. Justin Coleman, corner. 4 years, $36 million. Trey Flowers. 5 years, and every year is at least $16 million a year. And then Jesse James, the tight end from Pittsburgh, said, oh, I'm going to Detroit. Forget Ben, you're all leaving me. Bell left, Brown left, now James left. 4 year, $25 million. Now we move on to the Green Bay Packers. I was getting kind of worried, honestly, about, you know, whether, are we going to make a move? Well, LeBron, the Bell go. What are we going to do? We're focused on defense right now, not offense. We're offense, so we're good. We're fine right now. It takes a minute, but we're fine. Defense is what we need help at. So we signed safety Adrian Amos, 4 years, $37 million from the Chicago Bears. Started all 16 games, roasted us every time against the Bears. Played the Bears. Preston Smith, edge rusher, 4 years, $52 million. Zadarius Smith, edge rusher, 4 years, $66 million, and 21 of that is guaranteed within the first two seasons. And then Billy Turner, offensive lineman from Denver, went to Green Bay for 4 years, $20.5 million max contract. Texans, Bradley Roby, 1 year, $10 million, the franchise tag clowning. Colts, Devin Funches, re-signed Desair, the corner, but Devin Funches is a big, big guy to go off against. 6'3", 6'4", 220, 225, maybe 230. He's a big receiver. Carolina, he's so fast. He's still got some years on those legs. He's still got some miles. Then now the big name we're going to finish up with here in the NFLs is Nick Foles, Jaguars. 4 years, $88 million, 22 guaranteed, up to QB up to $102 million contract. And he got Le'Veon Bell. Decided to go to the Jets. That was a big move. You know, he said he wanted to be green again. Could have came to Green Bay, you know, bud. But that's okay. You go Jets. You got Sam Darnold, rookie quarterback from last year, getting nose ropes. And you got Le'Veon Bell there to help you out. Sam, he's got a job out. But what I'm not getting is when we go on to the NFL draft, why is Arizona going to draft a quarterback? They have a quarterback. They thought they had a quarterback, Josh Rosen. Now they're talking about trading Josh Rosen to get Murray? Now, they made a good point on SportsCenter the other day where it was Thomas Shea saying, when Baker went number one, the Browns weren't there at his pro day. They weren't. And here were the Arizona Cardinals. So I'm wondering if the Cardinals got a trick card up their sleeve just to see if maybe they're going to draft Kyle Murray. I don't know. I think they could really go Nick Bosa. I think they need more defensive help. Work with the rookie quarterback you have. Don't need to bring in another rookie quarterback and trade your first round pick you had last year and make it a waste. Work with Josh. Try to develop him. If you can't after two more years, then you go after a quarterback. There's plenty of quarterbacks in the NFL and in CA that are going to come up in the NFL next 2 years. Plenty. Absolute plenty. Now, a Giant fan walked up to me yesterday and asked me, who do you think I got? I have my Green Bay shirt on and said, who do you think we're going to draft? I said, I don't know who we're going to draft, but I hope it's really good. We've done pretty well the last few years. We just need to work a little better and get more. And what do you think? I said, I think I need a running back. I say we need to get a running back. Maybe not first round, but second round. Help Aaron Jones out a little bit. Help Jamal Williams out a little bit. And move on from there. But the Giants, and he asked me who I think this should draft. Well, I said, you got two picks in the first round. And he got our second pick. In the second round. That's how I thought. But he goes third round. So, technically, the Giants have, I think, two first-rounders, a second, and two thirds. And, what should you do? I think, honestly, you draft Dwayne Haskins, quarterback out of Ohio State. He's a pocket passer. He fits your system. Fits well with your system. And you have Barkley. And then you go for Metcalf, the wide receiver at Ole Miss. He's the 1.6 body fat percentage he had, we're talking about. That's insane. It's just insane. It's incredible. But he's so fast. That's actually why he's so fast. Doesn't have any of that. And so, if I'm a Giants fan, I say go for Haskins and go for Metcalf, the receiver. If not, you know he's going to go off the board, the receiver. Trade up. Trade your 17th pick for something to get him. Because he could be the future wide receiver that you're looking for, like an OBJ, maybe even better. Maybe even better. He's the best receiver in the class. He's going to go first pick. Somebody. He's going to be a first rounder. That's for sure. First rounder, no doubt. Moving on. NBA playoffs. Now here I did a little figuration of NBA playoff matchups. If the playoffs were to start today, who would I have winning by each round by round and going to it? Round by round, who would be going to it? Well, for the East, start the East. We got Milwaukee at 1, Toronto 2, Philly 3, Pacers 4, 5 is the Boston, 6 is Brooklyn, 7 is Detroit, 8 is Miami right now in the standings. The playoffs start today. My second round of answers, people advancing the second round, would be Milwaukee, Toronto, Philly, Indy. So the top 4 make it. Then I have Milwaukee over Toronto. Then I have Philly over Indiana. Sorry, I'm love Pacers, but the Philadelphia 76ers got to go and roll. I think they're going back to at least to the conference finals. Then I got Milwaukee in the final. I don't know why, but Greek Freak, he is on a roll. I ain't getting for that train. And then going to the West. You got Golden State 1, Denver 2, OKC 3. Houston 4. Let's see here. Portland's at 5. San Antonio's at 6. Utah's at 7. Clippers at 8. LA Clippers, not LA Lakers, Marcus. Sorry, but your Lakers are not making it. They're 11th in the standings. So my gosh. Alright, enough bashing on that. Golden State would advance. Denver would advance to 1-2. OKC 3 would advance, and Houston force top 4 again. This time, I would pick Houston over OKC, so the 4 over the 3, and Golden State over Denver. Now, I said earlier in my broadcast, my first one, that I think Utah would beat Golden State. Now that I look at the standings, now I'm also looking and factoring all that was just a prediction. One-time prediction. Now when you look at the facts and the stats and everyone compared to who player, what player is guarding who, at what point in the games, and overall team chemistry, Golden State's got that beat. But, so I'll have Golden State and Houston in my final Western Conference final. But then I got Houston winning it in 6. Alright, Houston winning their series in 6. I got Milwaukee winning their series and 5 over Philly. But then when you have Milwaukee, Houston, I have Houston winning in 6. James Harden, you're going to get your ring. Chris Paul's going to get his ring. And it's going to be Houston. We have liftoff. That's what I have for the NBA playoffs. And if you want to talk any more sports with me, this is Balake Airtime, Blake Ayers. It is 2:43 a.m. And if you have questions, shoot me a message. You can give me a call, 317-518-9681. We'll talk more. Or you can send me a text on that number. It's fine. Otherwise, I'll be publishing this soon. And hope you guys enjoy. Take care and adios.